This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. It's called the brain-eating amoeba, and Negleria fowleri has been found in three Louisiana water systems this summer.
Where we've found most of the amoebas so far in our testing has been surface water.
State Public Health Officer Dr. Jimmy Guidry told the Baton Rouge Press Club systems that have tested positive are boosting chlorine to kill the single-celled organisms and clean the pipes that carry water to homes and businesses. He also tried to dispel some alarm over the problem.
Drinking's not a problem. You've been drinking it. You've been drinking it forever. The problem is don't get it up your nose. Now, I'm talking about way up here where it burns. You know it's up there when it gets up there. That's not easy to do.
Dr. Guidry says systems that draw their water from wells sunk into subterranean rivers, known as aquifers, don't appear to be at risk of harboring the amoeba, at least not yet.
We use water in Louisiana like it's never going to go away. And what we're seeing is saltwater encroachment. So when you draw down and the water level in that aquifer goes significantly down, then it starts pulling water from where? Brackish water, salt water. So there is a risk when you use too much of it. That's why it has to be managed wisely.
Speaking only for himself and not the state health department, Guidry said it's time for Louisiana to look at establishing a comprehensive water policy.
We should not ever compromise what we have here for the sake of business or jobs. We really have to pay attention that we don't end up a day where we don't have good drinking water, good aquifers.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group. Governmental Relations, Strategic Planning, and Public Relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.